Zechanish Masavi Mori Yakov Miso Pilchas, Zechanish Nas Daniel Shane was Yeshua Falk. Okay.
Simon, can you remember to dedicate?
Yeah, we dedicate this year Le'ili Nishmas to late Mrs. Hadassah Friedman, the wife of Rav Nosson Friedman. Rav Nosson Friedman lived in the Washington Heights for many years. He was a big Baal Chesed, big Baal Tztaka, big Baal, you know, helping people all the time. And he was also a benefactor of Camp Moshava. And he was a big tzaddik, real tzaddik, true tzaddik. Here's a man, clean-shaven man, looks like, just pushing a ball of bus. You know, people think you have to be a tzaddik, you have to, have a certain type of physical features and physical, he was a true tzaddik. He looked like a plain ball of bus. But he was a true tzaddik. So we should, and his wife, I'm sure, was the, helped him in all his endeavors, true tzaddikus. So today is the yortzeit, as Rav Harari reminds us. So we should have in mind Le'ilui Nishmasa of Mrs. Hadassah Friedman.
That's all about Rav Hillel. Okay.
So we've been talking about, the Kiddush Baruch Suda, the Gaonim, etc. So, and different ideas. What would you say in all this discussion? I pointed out, Daniel, last Shabbos, there's one thing I didn't eat over Shabbos. Daniel?
Yeah, I'm here. I just can't turn my video on, yes?
Yeah, what is it that I didn't eat over Shabbos, this past Shabbos?
I don't know what they served.
Fish. They didn't serve fish. They didn't serve fish, right? So usually we eat fish. I didn't serve fish. So that's why on Motzai Shabbos, my family, Malava Malka, I made sure to take out some herring to make sure to have some fish.
Some
chalashes.
I think they may have had some
chalashes. Yeah. I also had the chalashes, but there were no fish.
No.
Usually they do, but these shoulders, the ones that are serving now, they don't have. And let me ask you a question, Rabosei. What would you say, Legabe, the inyan of Kiddush B'Mokom Suda with fish? What would the governor say to that? Yeah, we didn't discuss that yet, right? Right, we discussed that the Gaonim said wine could be good and bread could be good.
But they say it's good because of soyed, right?
Right.
So the question just is fish soyed or not?
Yeah. Yeah. You have a question, Rabosei? Fish. But sometimes you come to a kiddush, you just want to have herring. Avram, just herring. Would you be able to say kiddush b'mokom suda? So I want to hear what you fellas say. And the Magen Avram is the one who said it's not only wine, it could be chamesh yismini dogan. But what about fish?
I would probably say no, it's very light. It's not the same side as wine or dagon or basar even. It's much lighter.
Much lighter, you say.
I would say no, because if it could work, then it would solve the Pesach problem.
It would solve the Pesach problem.
I would say no, because you don't say bracha mein shalosh at the end.
Right, so, Right, so most of the people here are telling me no.
I mean, shalosh is not taloy in soyed, it's taloy in zayin minin, no?
Well, we saw Rabbi Kivega says that you need me shalosh, and then there's a svara that you need it to say bracha achrona b'mkoma. That's why wine But the chor, this is just a bar of fashos. So if you say like Reb Moshe, then everything is okay as long as you repeat. But Avram Levitt saying Reb Moshe, you know, matted even eggs, right? But that's because of Reb Moshe's unique chiddush. Pashas is what Rav Katan said. Pashas, no, that you wouldn't. So there's a sefer called Pa'as Sodcha on page 5. Pa'as Sodcha. Should we look at the sefer Pa'as Sodcha? So let's look on page 6. In the Kiddush B'machom Suda B'Shabbos Shtiyas Hayayin Shar Dvam Shasat Kachim. Holdas Kiddush B'machom Suda B'Shabbos Kaidah Shachris Shenichnosim L'Bayis Baal Simcha V'Ein Shom Minei Mizonos. In other words, someone is a Baal Simcha, you come to his house and he doesn't have any Mizonos. He may Tzorach Godel B'Dover Yesh Lusmach Al Shtiyas Kol Shal Kiddush. So he said, the wine could be good. And she Kaddush Al Yayin V'Yishter V'Yis Yayin. Yesh machmirim lishtos kemat shtei rivios, achas mishum kiddush, achas mishum tzuda. Vim kamze yashar lahatir, b'mishna brura, l'odom cholosh l'smuch al das, omim dafil perish nechshavim l'suda, right? We have a shita, the shaltiki barim, right? V'nira devade hu adin dogim, v'chadom d'chashivi tvei. The cave in the Mishnah Berurah, he killed Kol Kach La'adam Cholosh, Nirlani Adai, Duh Adim Mokam Kepeda, Chazaka Mitzar Balabai, Yesh L'Hakil, the Machlok is Gora, Tvei Michul Shah, Welcome to Mani Shein Tzorch, L'Hakil Kulei Haid, Mislami Ev Shal Vakesh Kol Sholem Shal Vies. So he, but L'Chor, when he's saying that Dogim, it's only within the Shita that Peiros are good. Right? In other words, if you hold like the sheet that pears are good, maybe dogim is also good. But if you hold like the gaonim that pears are not good, then the dogim is not good. But the question is it true what he's saying? That according to Shultik Yiborim, dogim, or is dogim better than pears or worse than pears? Do you hear the question? Is dogim worse? In other words, according to the Shilta Gibarim, that dogim is, you know, that Paris is good. How would you rate dogim?
Wouldn't that depend on which hierarchy you're dealing with? So, for example, if you're dealing with the Kuzari's hierarchy of Tzemach, Chai, Medaber, etc., then fish would be higher, but if you're dealing with the hierarchy of brachos, then peros would be higher.
Oh, so Avi Hoffman is saying an interesting vort. He's saying that if you hold like the Kuzari says that there's domain, inanimate, and there's tzomeach, right, like peros or tzomeach, and then there's chai, like an animal, and the medaber, and then Yisrael, whatever. So he says, from the Kuzari's perspective, so this is Warachai. So then it would be on a higher level than Paris. But from the perspective of what?
Of Brachos.
Of Brachos. So Paris, I mean, you have Paris that have, like, grapes. Is, you know, you make an... Well, eights from Priya eights, so that could be a higher level.
And we could also talk about the hierarchy of chashivos in terms of what any society holds. Like, I guess nowadays, if you put fish in front of somebody, they'd be more impressed than if you put a bowl of fruit.
Fish is more like sushi is considered like a chashivazach, you know? You know? Sushi.
When do we say that meat is good?
Right, so Rav Yaakov Silverger, Jacob Silver is saying, what about meat? Where should meat go? Because meat is a chai, and it's also, and for brachas, it's at a lower level, because it's only the bar and the fashas. So which one? So which one? Which one counts? Unless he says something, I was just thinking now to say maybe another idea, and that is, we said if you, we finally looked up the Shulte Kibarim inside, we didn't see him use the lashon Paris. He used the lashon of you know, what's considered kvias for Trumas and Isis. Right? That we had, like, some things are keva for Trumas and Isis. So maybe one could say that the things that aren't chayv and Trumas and Isis don't really have, you know, don't have that type of kvias. Because he only said it by things that are like chayav and trumas and maisers, so then when it's keva, then it's different. But maybe something that's not chayav and trumas and maisers, so it never has a din of keva to it. So maybe fish is inferior to Paris. He's saying fish, if you hold Paris, is good, because fish is more chashiv than Paris.
That's what the
Pesach is saying? That's what the Pesach is saying.
Like, what's the connection between, just like the fact that fish...
Chashiv is just like the Magen Avraham wanted to say that if you can make a wine, you can make it on Chameshes Minei Dagon. So he's saying, well, if you can make it on apples, Kiddush Bo Masuda, you should be able to make it out of fish. Fish is more chashiv. But the first thing is, you have to realize, he's not saying it'll leave it to the Gaon in Prashas.
Oh, he's not
saying this in the book. But the Igra Kula has a fresh Meshuchanach, Yachalus Mochal Tima Muet, the Shalachem Yain, Mokum Suda, Kosov Suda. Right, that my Talmud, Rabbi Jacob Shulder, he wrote a whole article about this based on the Lashon of the Gaonim. That the Lashon of the Gaonim really is that's the Tchilas Hasuda. So you only have to have the Tchilas Hasuda. So if you sing like that, I don't know, could be Rabbi Jacob Shulder put that in his article, because he was saying it makes sense that things that are really Tchilas Hasuda should be more, for Kiddush Bo Masuda should count. So according to this, fish, a lot of times we start a meal with fish. So that's mamish the tchilas asuda. That was the whole article about Rabbi Jacob Shulder was saying that according to the real sheet of the Gonim, it's a tchilas asuda, you know. So even though, not the way the Magen Avraham's approach, then which is considered more, you know, side. It's the Gaon saying you don't have to have the whole suda; you could have the beginning of the meal. So whatever Jacob Shulder was saying is, I don't know again if he tied into fish or not. I have to check his article, but that's the yisod. If you assume like that yisod, then fish maybe should even be good according to the Gaonim, because that's how you maskil suda, right? And that would be, or like I think Rabbi Shulda maybe said, or like a fruit cup sometimes. Maybe he said that, Rabbi Shulda. A fruit cup, also you start a meal with a fruit cup. If you say like that, then these things would be good even according to the Gaon.
What isn't good?
What?
What isn't good?
Well, that was what he was, so that's what Sternbach was saying, that's not so pushed, therefore that a piece of cake should be good. And Magen Avraham just says the opposite. So he says that
Because of the beer,
So you saw the heter who the team is then the chefs that's cholos a suit. We have a makom machal gemara. So Hashem just chashidim das habachmirin chashid akir hashem nira da gaonim enam sovim hachvekein aval didan the machmirin mispatal heter shal gaonim. And nearly his night did we take Sadas Tom Divri Hagra. Halacha Mice can like call all cool Nogim Hakel Shachel Mim Zonas. Halacha Yosef of the Smoke of Shvitz Zayan or Paris with Dogi may must us Kena and we talk at Ha. In other words, he's saying that we assume it's not the Gaon. First, I need that in some of the Hakmas and gave him a smells the very good olive tree. You saw the hatter, but the team is in the Shevis Latrila Suda. I have a whole of a Makamaka with Morissa. There's a good olive in himself in the Hakmer Cain, and what he done the Mahmirim, spot on a hatter till I go on him. Okay, so I don't know. The question is, he passes. He's only saying it within the other sheet, but not within the Gaon.
Well, why not the
Gaon? So the Gaon said yayin and bread. So if you say like what Rav Sternbach and Rav Yaakov Scholder were saying that. That it's things that are regular to be the Tchila Sasuda, then maybe it's better. Okay, so that's interesting nekuda. So then there's a okay. So the next point is how much should we be machmir? To make Kiddush again at home. Let's say the whole family was at a Kiddush and Shul. Nobody had a bread, but we all were at the Kiddush. And then we're going to go home and have the meal. So some people, what do? They make I always make another Kiddush before the meal. Some people don't. So the question is, how much should one be machpid to make a second kiddush at home? Yeah.
Would there be any issue with making another kiddush like a brachah levatala?
It's not a brachah levatala. Surely not a brachah levatala because you're in a different location. According to Rav Moshe, you have to. But Rav Moshe is not the simple shita. But as a regular shita of the Shulchan Aruch, is you can follow the Golem. Finished. So if you all follow the Golem, there would be no need to make another Kiddush. Unless
you
say,
I think if you do that, I think you should make sure to drink wine in the Suda so the Birkas HaMazon can go back on, as the person was saying, because in case you didn't eat a bracha, it has to go back and fight through that yain you drank before the Suda.
But the yain, who says he even drank the yain before the Suda?
I'm saying when you're making Kiddush again. So in case
otherwise, the first Kiddush they heard in Shul.
Yes, so you might have been Yossi Kiddush already.
Right. So make now the question again. Is, and the whole family was there, say. The whole family was there. So now the question is, when they come home, should they make another Kiddush or not? So
yes,
I'm always machmir to make another Kiddush because, you know, Ashes is every, you know, especially, I mean, even though I don't really follow the Rambam, but the Rambam says there should be wine at every Suda. But I'm not machmir to have wine at Shalosh Sudas, so really I shouldn't be machmir to have. But the Pashas is, the Kiddush Machom Suda, especially you want to be choshish, that it means Kisuda Kipshuto. So that you know, not rely on the Gonim. But if you really rely on the Gonim, not. So that's the question. What is the story? And the different Minhagim. Do you need to make another Kiddush or not? Yes.
My question is, if it was considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda at the Kiddush and Shul, so when you come home to eat, is that Shal Shudas, or is that only the second Suda now?
That's a big Shal. Pashas is only the second Suda, because if you hold that Suda Shabbos, you're not Yotze with the Kiddush B'Makom Suda doesn't mean that was Suda Shabbos. It means it's enough of a Chashivas that it can call Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
Also, isn't there opinion that you should only do Shal Shudas after you daven Mincha?
If there's Zman Mincha, maybe. Yeah. Okay, that's a question. Yeah.
But even Zman Mincha, I mean, besides like January, where you're davening Mincha Gedol, if Mincha Zman Mincha Gedola is like 12:40, you know, you're still eating lunch before then.
Yeah, I understand. Well, so there's a story about the Chasam Sofer. It's quoted in different places. It's quoted here in the Machane Chaim. Page 12. So we see the story? Here, okay, page 13. Sichas chulen shel tavei chacham tzach li, v'kav chom im sapru, so he says, I'm going to tell you a story so that I heard from the Chasam Sofer. This is the Machane Chaim. That's a Hungarian Sefer. You know, some call it the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Some hold the Marshag is the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Some hold the Machane Chaim is the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim is like Svaras. So when they had a Hungarian Sefer that has a lot of Svaras, we call it the Hungarian Reb Chaim. So Sichas Chul Mishal Tamech Chom Tzorech Lim Kav Chom Sabru Vikmu Ladoros Ei Barz Hashesh Musa Ladoros. Yeah, so he says like this. So the Machane Chaim says, I'm going to tell you a story about the Chasam Sofer. Shadarka Yal Yos Sofer Kaitz Al Eish Shavuos B'Kfar Echad. Well, see, we go away on vacation towards the end of the summer. Lishof Ruach Brius. You know, to take in good fresh air. Because the doctor said he should do this. Shard the shalach of fun of Yoma Yamaim with Bolo Beso Malono Bishar. So they got a place, a little cottage for the Chasam Sofer to stay. So he got them a place, and then there was a Balabais who was in the place in the same cottage. Yeah, Yom Kashavar, Shuk Shalom Oznav, Mechorov, Shabale, Batim, Dorbim, Dazel, Azek, Kazet, Vekazet. So he minu al Rav, and Nirta, Beod, Holy Grounds, Zazu, Shalom, Vesav, Omer, Labochor, Homme, the fun of the Shar Solech, Vasov, Beshuk, Lidra, Shlachor, Manishma, Alai. So people were talking about the Chasam Sofer. So what were they saying? He said that this person who was in the same inn as the Chasam Sofer was speaking Lashon Hara about the Chasam Sofer. He said that he feels the Chasam Sofer is being too makel on something. That's what they observed, that he's being too makel. What is he being too makel? So he says, Tidvart in Hashem, and Gvern Lomar, Kamarti, Achmei, Delis, Kishtish. Kishkachasi, also Adoni, Kiddush, Al-Yayim, Betzorem, Bishabes. He says that the Chasam Sofer, when he eats lunch, he doesn't make Kiddush. So he says, well, this Chasam Sofer is supposed to be such a great rabbi, and he eats lunch without Kiddush. Now, obviously, why didn't he make Kiddush? Because he made Kiddush earlier in the day. But they didn't realize that. So this Amaretz was saying, Chasam Sofer, he's not so great. You know what he does? He eats lunch without Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer says, the Chazal said, that you shouldn't live in a neighborhood of Am Arts. So I didn't follow that. I stayed in this inn with this fellow who's not such a Talmud Chacham. And now he's speaking about me, that I didn't follow the halacha. So what is he saying? What did the Chasam Sofer say? So you see that this Amoritz is giving the Chasam Sofer Musar. That since that's not the Kabbalah we have from our fathers, even though they weren't necessarily the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. So he maybe he was right, this Amaretz, that he saw that. He wasn't doing something that was the Minig Mekubal from our fathers. So then he screamed against me. So yam minuloi v'lekach di musar mi'amaretz hazeh. Shrosh ish kamoni rav zakim yoshev yeshiva shel osa kasha osa oviv. In other words, this Amaretz, he saw the Chassam Sof is not doing what his father, meaning what this Amaretz's father did. So Chassam Sofer says, maybe he's right. Since that was the minhag of the Balabatim, and that this would be good, maybe I should have done that also. So even though I think Al-Pidin, I'm right, but he has a taina that I wasn't following the minhag of us. So what do you think of this story? No?
Did he change his view this time?
1 second. It's a fascinating story. It was sort of like the Chassam Sofer is Moida. That maybe he even though Chassam Sofer knows the halacha, but it's the fact that he wasn't following the. He wasn't following.
Did he change his minig?
What?
Did he change his minig? Or he's?
You tell me. You mean that the Chassam Sofer now go back to?
Right.
No. The Sefer was being Melamed Chus on the Balabas that was speaking out against him.
But was he Melamed Chus of everyone or just of like.
1 second. And we'll see that in other places as well. But that's what he's bringing here. That not to change the minhagim. And he said that maybe he has a tine against me. Maybe he has a tine against me. Right? That's what it seems to say. He has a tain against me. First he said that maybe I shouldn't have lived in a place with of Amaratzim. So maybe that's the Musa here. And since I stayed in a place where I'm Maratzim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me. And people were speaking Lashon Hara against me. because they didn't follow that halacha. And then he said, that, no, maybe there's another idea here. That the minhag avos he says, Yaminu Yosel Avos, that you should listen more to the forefathers than the Rabbanim. Divrei HaRamban she'av tzorich l'saper ba'ozei banav ki lo yaminu ma she'shomim bi'a manhigim he'me rabbonim im yishtiyu lo kabolas of haseim. Wow. He says, l'kachti musar bi'a ma'aretz hazeh she'a yish kamoni rav zokim yoshi b'shivish lo osa kasher osa oviv lo chasal kvodi pavor kvod shemayim. Whereas he says, so even though you see a Talmud Chacham that's a big time of Chacham, but he's doing against the minhag, maybe that's a critique on him. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says, maybe I deserve to be critiqued. So first the Chassam Sofer says, maybe I deserve to be critiqued because I shared an inn with Amaretz. Then he says, no, maybe the Musar is that since I didn't do the minhag, I deserve to be critiqued. What do you think? But it's a fascinating story. It's a good. There's other versions we'll see soon, maybe tomorrow. But that's what he's saying here. But he's Ara Ferrari.
Well, it reminds me of the tshuva with Rav Moshe with Neiros. Someone in the neighborhood critiqued him for driving after Adlada's Neiros.
Right. Right. Before Shkia, but after Adlada's Neiros.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay.
So he says he didn't have to, but he took him into account.
Right. It's fascinating that Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer didn't say, well, I'm the Chassam Sofer, this guy's, who's he to critique me? He was saying, no, maybe I should learn from this something. So first he said, maybe I should learn not to hang out with an Amaretz. Then he said, maybe I should learn that if I'm doing something that wasn't the minhag to do, I should be more careful not to do that, even though I think I was right on pi halacha.
Right? You're supposed to follow the minhag over what you think is the right halacha?
It depends. It's not a question of doing something wrong. The question is, was it necessary to make Kiddush again? Well, it's not like it would have been a bracha of Atala either, Mary. Okay, I will say tomorrow, Rav Hashem will continue. Let me say hello to everyone. Rav Katan, and Rav Carol, and Natan, and Daniel, and Raman Koren, and Ezra Hagner, and Yehuda Abadi, Gilad Badner, Avi Hoffman, Raman Koren, Avram Levin, Ivan Sasson, Ezra Haglund, Daniel Albert, Anton Raffarari, Michael Malolo, Yehuda Habari, Anan Koran, Avisha Samoa, Yair Nola, Yehuda Shitras, Victor Felder, Ed Aberman, and Jacob Silverger. Okay? That is the show. Okay. Continue tomorrow, Daniel Alberts. And everyone, Elon Sassone.